Well, that was an inauspicious start.
I meant to stop recording, and I hung up on you instead. So, okay. Here you go. Welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner for Monday, June 25th, 2012. I'm Sam Minter. Yvonne Bo is with us. We're recording a little bit late because Yvonne said he got sequestered into baby duties.
Well, let me put it
this way. I'm not sure sequestered is the right word there.
Well, isn't that when you're like locked up in a place and you can't really communicate, but I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. Yesterday, I spent 8 hours in a Lamaze class. Okay. All right.
There you go.
They covered that. But, you know, and today, I had to spend a whole day basically building a
furniture.
Crib, furniture. I have the stroller right here, right by me right now. You know, it's like, I don't know, stuff like that. I had my brother's going to come in yesterday, but. He because of the class yesterday to come in today, and the reality is, dude, this puppy is coming in soon. Okay, this is this has gone by pretty fast. So you're gonna be here pretty soon. It's not a month and a half away. Not even yet. Unless. So I'm getting everything ready, you know. So.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Time is short, as you said. Before you know it, and then everything changes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, it'll be good. I mean, you know. I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. So, you know. I mean, I put it off for a long time, but this was not accidental. I mean, we had been, you know, actively trying to have one. So therefore, you know. So I'm pretty excited. I got the. I don't know. Jeez, I know one thing is this stroller, man, that my sister got for him, man. I mean, this looks like you're traveling in business class in this thing. I mean, this is like pretty.
I know the kind you're talking about.
I know. I was like the only thing that I was missing. I was like, geez, why don't we just get him a little like TV up here and a remote control? The dude's gonna be like, dude, what do I need to go anywhere else?
The one we got that which we were very happy with, which is probably different than the one you have, but was a convertible kind that had like. The big stroller thing, but then it had the little sort of carry basket thing that like sort of snapped into it.
That's exactly it. Yeah,
okay.
It's a Chico brand, this thing. So yeah, and so you know, you got this basket
nice.
That just snaps out, goes into the car, and you know, so you got the stroller is pretty light, but you know, you take the baby out, snap the seat in there, and boom, you're off on the races.
Yeah, so it's combined car seat, carry thing, and stroller. Very nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I like this thing. I mean, you know, so anyway, so I got this whole thing. I got it all assembled now. You know, I'm just going through stuff. And one thing is, you know what happened is like for our baby shower, we got some duplicate gifts because people kept looking for my wife as Juana Bo.
Ah.
So they couldn't. It's so... We got a whole bunch of gifts, and it's fine because some of the stuff all we're just going to do is, like, there's some stuff that we didn't get because people just, you know, didn't know. But
well,
it works out anyway. It's fine. I mean, you know.
Are your registries still up to date? Because we were going to send ours about 1 month out, so we're getting
close to that. Oh, our registry is up to date.
Okay, then.
Okay, our registry will be up to date all the way until this Saturday because we're going to go do some stuff this Saturday. So, therefore, so you're about on the month mark, okay, like, we're closing in. So, maybe I should tell my wife that we should go do that shopping trip and push it back, like, about another week. All right. Okay, good.
Randy, we'd already sat down and picked out what we were going to send you, but of course somebody else may have taken it by now because we were slow, so we'll see.
I had cleaned it up, so I don't know. It should be, you know.
Well, since we're talking about gifts, and I just want to mention one other thing on my side. You know, we had, like, last week was Father's Day, and I got one major thing for Father's Day, which is reinvigorated my, we were talking last week or a couple weeks ago about, well, next time it's time to get a computer, desktop, laptop. Laptop plus iPad, what? Anyway, my love for desktops is reinvigorated because my Father's Day gift was an external monitor as a second monitor for my setup.
Ooh.
So I've got my 27-inch iMac,
mm-hmm.
and then I've got a 24-inch external monitor next to it.
Nice. That's a nice setup.
Now, it's a little, you know, the fact that they're not exactly the same size is like a little bit, but you know, when I was like looking at these kinds of things and you know, this was on a wish list, so like they got the one that I wanted, you know, I was going for like a compromise between like size and price and blah, 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 and like I didn't want anything too outrageous because mainly I'm using it as the supplemental screen. So like, right. So, like, I can throw, like, the Sling Box to watch TV.
Programming, there you go, exactly. You know, yeah, it's beautiful.
Or, like, right now, I've got the recording in one window of it. I've got the web browser over on the other screen in case we want to look something up.
Right.
And, you know, I'm, like, I've got this whole, like, setup in front of me, and I'm, like, this is pretty nice.
I know. That's you know? I always love the dual screen setup.
I've had dual screen setups at various points in time in the past, but it had been a while, so I'd sort of forgotten. And so
at my office, I work exclusively on a dual screen setup, and I can't, you know, for a while when I first went to this office, I started working on one screen for about let me put it this way. I lasted for a week, and I was like, okay, I can't do this. I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, somebody get me a monitor right now. Okay, all right. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, at work, I almost exclusively work directly on the laptop. I have an external monitor. It's a crappy old one, but I have an external monitor, but I never hook it up. You know,
it's great to have your email on one window and the other stuff that you're working on the other window. And I'm like, oh, I got the message and the instant message over here. Perfect. I'm like, you know, I can't work any other way.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like, it had been long enough since I did this that I'd kind of forgotten. But now, with all the extra real estate there, I'm like, look at all the space.
Look, I
can put this over here, and I can put that over there. So it was a decent Father's Day for me.
I will say, look, I got shoes. Okay, now, my wife bought me a pair of shoes. Now, they were not cheap. But you know, here's the thing. I mean, I'm wearing suits almost every day right now for work. Okay, invariably.
I don't even own a suit anymore.
I'm going, and I'm always doing meetings with like customers.
Let me revise that. I probably own a suit. There's no way in hell I'd fit.
This doesn't fit. Yes, that's, you know. I usually keep my – Sam knows that I usually keep my stuff a long time. I've mentioned that. Like, you know, for example, like the computer I'm working on right now is, like, very old and stuff. And I keep my stuff a while. So, look, the last pair of shoes that I've been wearing almost every day, which are in pretty decent shape, mind you, but they're wearing out, are 6 years old. All right? Mm-hmm. I've been wearing those shoes almost every freaking day to work. And I was just like to my wife, I'm like, look, I need a new pair of shoes. Okay? And so she picked out a nice pair of shoes for me, you know, that goes well with me – you know, if I'm presenting a multi-million-dollar deal, I look the part. You know, so all right, so that works, and I'm very happy.
About a year and a half ago, I finally found like a pair of shoes that I liked and was comfortable and was versatile and usable in a bunch of different circumstances. And so, like, I'm now like whenever one runs out, I just buy the same damn thing. I'm now the same way, by the way.
I'm not that far off. I've bought the same brand.
I have settled on socks, so I know I have the exact same pair of socks, and I buy more, and I buy more, and it's done.
Listen, yeah. I'm not that far off.
I'll do the same thing with shirts. Yeah.
Well, I bought the same brand of shoes she bought me. Okay, so it's not like, you know, I don't have that many shoes.
Same with
you
jeans. I've settled. I've got the kind of. I've got like 12 pairs of the same damn thing now, you know.
That's what my wife complains that I buy. Why do you keep buying these same fucking Gap jeans for the last one? Those are the ones I like.
That's right.
You know, stay the fuck away from me. I like those. You know? I mean, jeans, you know, I'm like, you know, I mean, I only have like two pairs of jeans because I wear them like once a week, maybe at most, you know, because I don't get to. But
that's like all I wear.
Yeah, I know.
Every once in a while, some khakis. But basically, all I wear these days are jeans. So I have settled on Levi's 550 relaxed fit jeans.
I got these Gap baggy fit jeans.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Anyway, okay. we've been rambling. We do have a real show planned.
We do have a real show with real stuff.
Sorta, kinda. Anyway, but the three main topics today, after we finish rambling, Microsoft Surface tablet. Not the big Surface that's been out for a while, but they announced something new. The thing that's going on with Turkey and Syria and the plane being shot down and just potential escalation over there. And then finally, Egypt, and update on what's going on in Egypt. Any other thing to talk about baby gifts, Father's Day gifts?
Life? I did go to the NBA Finals this week.
There you go.
I did go.
I saw some stuff on Facebook.
I took my mom. You know, it was like, it's kind of funny because all these people ask me about, you know, who are you taking? And I'm like, you know. I mean, you've met my mother a couple of times, my mom loves sports, and I was like, you know what? It's a rare opportunity to be able to get to an event like the NBA Finals. It's very expensive. I actually got my tickets for free, okay? And I happened to get the opportunity. I got two tickets, and I was just like, you know what? I mean, being, you know, how great my mother's been with me, I said, you know, she's the most important person in the world. I'm taking my mom, and she enjoyed it. Enjoyed it very, very, very much. So I was like so glad that I did because she was so happy after that. So there you go.
Okay. Well, good for your mom. Good for you. We'll take a break. We'll be back. And we'll talk about the new Surface tablet thing.
Surface. Up Periscope. No.
And then we will connect that to the next topic because that was a Surface Terra missile.
Yes, that's right.
Was it?
It was?
I don't know.
I thought it was a plane.
No, the thing that shot down the plane.
Oh, no. It was a SAM missile that they used to shoot down.
Oh, I have no fucking clue, actually.
I thought it was another plane.
Shit out of my ass to try to connect the two topics, and you're just not helping.
Okay. All right, I'm messing you up. Okay.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
We'll be back.
Okay, so Microsoft announced a new thing. Now, I will be honest right here. And, you know, when Apple launches a new thing, I'm all over it. I'm watching it. I'm seeing what's going on. I'm watching the little video. I'm reading what all the blogs say about it. This week, I sort of was like, oh, look, Microsoft announced something. And then I read a couple people making sort of comments, making fun of the presentation. And that's about it. Did you pay more attention than that?
I read some of the blogging of the event, and you know, I did look at some of the pictures of what they presented.
Okay. Give us the high level. Give us the high level.
Basically, the main thing that I could see from the presentation, these guys, Microsoft is still all jacked up. All they did was modify their original tablet concept. If you remember Microsoft's tablets, all the original was always it was a laptop, but it could turn into a tablet. Okay,
these are the old fashioned convertible. Listen to me, old fashioned. A couple years, 3 or 4 years. These are the kinds that had sort of the keyboard that you could sort of twist and flip around and fold underneath, and then it would become a tablet. But
correct,
the keyboard was still there. You could pull it out. You could do that if you wanted.
Correct.
And so I'm looking at a picture of this thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically looks like an iPad with an attached, really flimsy plastic keyboard.
Right. That's what it looks like.
It's like an iPad with one of those smart covers, except the inside of the smart cover is a keyboard.
Right. But let's face it. For the iPad, there's been accessories, because I know multiple people, that would add that keyboard to it.
Yes.
Okay? It's been around for a while. That does exactly the same thing. So I am, like, now, not understanding why they believe that this is so groundbreaking.
Now, does this thing only have the sort of new mobile version of the OS, or does it still have the legacy Windows on it too?
Ah, well, that's the thing. Now, they're putting in their new version of Windows 8 that is customized for the tablets. Okay? Right. That is what they're putting on this. So, it's not the old OS running this. It is Windows 8 customized for the tablet.
But Windows 8 is like schizophrenic. It's got the new... I'm blanking on what they call it right now. It's got the new interface, but you can also like click into an app that's the old way and flip it back over to like a more Windows looking thing.
Yes.
Does this drop that second part? Can you?
I don't know if it does that part. What I understood is that from what I saw in the demos, they only showed it using the Metro interface.
Okay, Metro. That's what I was blanking on. So this may be Metro only.
I did not. It may be Metro only, because I didn't see it work the other way. I just failed to see what the hell the big deal is about it. I'm just, okay, you guys, 2 years later, right?
Well, have there been any other tablets that are already out using the Metro interface? Not yet, right?
No, but my point is, I'm like, what the fuck difference does it make? Metro, Schmetro, I mean...
Well, yeah,
Why are you going to buy this over a fucking Galaxy tab? I mean, an Android tablet.
The presence of the keyboard basically kind of makes this just like an ultralight notebook with a touchscreen, as opposed to really a straight up tablet. I don't know.
But my point, yeah, and that's what they were trying to showing it working more as a laptop. An ultralight laptop. But my point is that you can make both Android and iPads basically do the same fucking thing. There is no innovation in adding that stupid keyboard, is my point. There isn't. That has been around as an accessory for,
And the vast majority of people don't use it. There are certainly people that do, but the vast majority of people, for the vast majority of their usage, don't use it. So, like, having it present by default makes people, like, it makes it so that the apps can expect that it's there, which means that the fundamental way you use this is going to assume a keyboard.
Hmm. I guess, I don't know. Bottom line, I don't get it. Another one of these fucking I don't get moments from Microsoft. I'm like, what the fuck? And they did this whole big event, and everybody, whatever. What did they announce? You're like, I mean, it's a loud thud. I'm like, really? Thanks.
And of course, it's not out yet.
No, it's not out yet.
It's not one of these, here it is, and it's shipping today!
It is shipping today! So, yeah, exactly. That's the other thing about it. It's not even fucking available anyway.
Did we have a time frame of when it will be?
I did not see that. Let me see if I can find something about that. But
it looks like they have both Windows Surface RT and Windows Microsoft Surface Windows 8 Pro.
Exactly. So basically, it's a fucking laptop.
So should we really be comparing about this with the iPad, or should we be comparing this with a MacBook Air?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck this thing is. I don't know. I don't know. Let me see. Microsoft Surface availability. Let me see if anybody's got any.
And by the way, while you're looking that up, I saw a lot of criticism as well just about their introduction presentation, because apparently it wasn't all that slick and the thing crashed a few times. At one point, the guy had to, like, you know, get a new one from out from under a table because the one he was trying to use wasn't responding anymore. you know, stuff like that.
You know, that just is really inspiring everybody with confidence, you know. I mean, really, my God.
And this is one of the things, I mean, they're pre-announcing this way in advance.
Right.
And Apple has been known, by the way. They don't always say, and shipping today.
Right, it's true. Yeah, like, you're right.
They will sometimes like announce iOS 6, it's shipping in 3 months or something.
Right.
But I don't think they very often go beyond 3 months.
No, not too much.
Not for hardware. For software, they'll sometimes pre-announce quite a bit in advance so that developers have a chance to do blah, blah, blah. But
I can't find any fucking information.
By the time they do a demo,
mm-hmm.
they got the thing pretty damn solid. Otherwise, right. They're not showing it to you.
Right.
And this is another one of those situations where it feels like someone that's under pressure to, we got to do something. So let's get it out there, even if it's not actually quite ready yet.
Yeah, that's what it feels like too. And by the way,
it looks like Wi-Fi only. They're not doing a 4G or you know, a 3G or 4G version.
Then what the fuck good is this piece of shit? I mean, it's. And then combine that with this week's announcement, like I mentioned, the fact that, you know, they're launching this new version of the Windows Mobile software, which is orphaning all the phones sold this year. I mean, if you go out and right now buy a Windows phone, right now, next year Microsoft's launching an OS, and oh, by the way, they're saying it's not going to work with it. So why the fuck would you buy one? Right now!
Well, I mean,
you basically kick Nokia in the balls!
Well, this is similar, by the way, like, to, I mean, this is like almost the normal on the Android side. Not that it won't work, but the reality is the carriers don't bother upgrading. I don't know if Microsoft released a new OS, whether Nokia would bother upgrading it anyway. They'd include it on their new phones.
It may be so. I guess, you know, you're right. I guess I hadn't thought about that, but. Oh, well. Anyway, so that's, I don't know. Microsoft basically did a whole bunch of underwhelming announcements this week. Not really. I just, you know, about the only thing, honestly, alleged the last couple of years has been really cool, to be honest, has been Kinect.
Yeah.
That's about it. Everything else has just sucked. So, anyway. So that's Surface been the thing. I mean, I don't know if there's really much else to say about it.
Okay, I don't have much to add. We'll see what happens if... I mean...
I don't think jack shit's going to happen. I think, look, Surface is something that Microsoft launched in and of itself, which obviously what they're going to do is piss off, like, their hardware partners, okay? Look, later this year, Dell, HP, and all these other people are going to be launching Windows tablets. We'll see how they are. I don't know. That's going to be a better test. What the hell's out there? I think that this is just a big, you know, underwhelming event.
I don't see anything happening here. This continues to be like the Microsoft slowly but surely becoming less and less relevant as time goes on. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I have heard a lot of people say Metro is pretty good though, but.
I've tried it. I really don't get it that much, but I haven't used it that much. Now, however, I will say this, that the people that I know that have phones with Metro to use it like it. So I'm not gonna discount that. I mean it seemed like, you know, the people who use it like it, so I'm not gonna, you know, completely discount it as a platform. So
okay. Let's take a break. We'll be back and we'll start talking Syria and Turkey and Egypt and all that kind of stuff. We'll be right back. This is Sam here with an opportunity for you. Yes, you heard me right, an opportunity. For you loyal listeners of Curmudgeon's Corner, you know, every once in a while, Yvonne can't make a show. And I do a solo show. Which, you know, I think I do okay, but you know, it's always interesting to have a second person to bounce off. And just in general, sometimes it's good to hear another voice. If you, yes, you, have some things to say about the kinds of things we usually talk about on Curmudgeon's Corner, you know, politics, current events, news, tech, then drop me a line at abelsmay@abelsmay.com letting me know. And hey, I'll keep you in mind and maybe ask if you can join us sometime, either on a regular show with Yvonne if it's something particularly pressing that you maybe have an expertise on, or just, you know, hey, an opportunity to co-host when Yvonne is out. Who knows? Now, I am not guaranteeing that if you send me an email, you'll definitely get on the show, but let me know if you're interested, and I'll keep you in mind. Thanks, and now, back to the show. Okay, here we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where do we want to start? Do we want to go with...
Let's do Syria first.
Okay, so all right. Everybody, I mean, most people have heard, and if you haven't, I mean, Syria has been going through a lot of the same convulsions as a lot of the other Middle Eastern countries. Except, of course, I mean, they've been quite more brutal in trying to repress... I mean, let's face it, Gaddafi was pretty fucking brutal, okay? You know, he tried to fucking, like, shoot everybody that was opposed to him.
Well, the difference is, you know, he threatened to start, like, obliterating some towns, and then we intervened.
Right. The difference is, in Syria, we haven't intervened. Bottom line.
Well, and also, I want to point out, like, this really is a civil war. I mean,
yes,
there have been a lot of atrocities with civilians killed by supporters of the regime, but I've seen a number of reports that there have been a number of atrocities going the other direction, too.
Yes.
And frankly, it's a war. You know, they are killing each other. They're killing each other left and right. Assad's regime has a history of being oppressive and awful and horrible, and no doubt whatsoever about that. But, you know... It's not altogether clear exactly who the opposition is, what their values are, what they want other than Assad gone, you know, whether there are or are not, ethnic tensions at play here as well. It's somewhat unclear, at least to me. I mean, there might be some experts who know a lot better than I do, but there's a lot of sort of fog of war stuff going on here, too. And I have no doubt whatsoever that, you know, just to be clear, that the Assad regime is pretty awful and guilty of, you know, quite a lot of things. It's just, you know, do I know for sure, like, if Assad left tomorrow, what would come next and would it be better? I have no fucking clue.
I don't know either. I mean, because the reality is, look at what's happened in Egypt. I mean, it's not because, like, you know, what's his name, Mubarak went stepped down, that things have really been better for the Egyptians.
And, yeah, we'll talk about Egypt in a moment. They had their election and
right. You know, let's save that for later. But the thing is that, like, Syria right now, the way that the conflict has been, and then one thing I don't understand, I'm still trying to scratch my head as to why I mean, I know that relations between Syria and Turkey have not been good, but what the fuck did the Syrians think that they could gain out of fucking shooting down a Turkish?
The official word from Syria at this point was it was an accident, although they say the Turks did violate their airspace. Now the Turks deny that, the official word from Syria is that it shouldn't have happened, I guess.
Well, the one thing is that I'm looking at this right now, and the Turks, you know, have gone now and have said that it got shot down over international waters, okay, or international airspace, okay, I should say. So, and that they want consultations with NATO regarding this. It's just that I see, I mean, tell me the
so
fucking
now,
accident.
Just to be clear, Turkey has the right as a NATO member to invoke Article 5, which
right.
says an attack on any member is attack on all members. They are not doing that so far.
No, they're right.
They're
using Article 4,
which says that they can consult with and get advice and blah, 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 which basically means they're going to talk about it.
Right.
But this is, you know, the opening where if there was a desire in NATO to start intervening directly in Syria, this would give the excuse that was needed.
Right, and that's why I don't understand why the fuck the Syrians would go and do something like this. I mean, that's where I'm like,
Well, it may very well been, you know, some low level guy on an air defense installation, you know, reacting on the fly to seeing Turkish military jets coming his direction without any sort of authorization from above.
It could be.
I mean, that's certainly a possibility. And Turkey's still, as we record this, things may well have developed by the time I get this out there. But as we record this, Turkey, you know, is sort of trying to decide what to do here.
Right.
And I guess that's the consultation is part of that. Because on the one hand, you know, they can't just let this go. I mean, it looks like the two pilots died. They did eject, but they haven't been found yet.
Right.
And, you know, so they lost a plane. They lost a couple of pilots. I mean, somebody shot down their freaking plane. You know, that's hard to just ignore. On the other hand, I think there's a widespread acknowledgement that escalating here might not be helpful. Because the situation is obviously already very delicate. Now, there are lots of people that have been calling for the West to intervene here for months. And so there's certainly a lot of people that want that. On the other hand, Syria is allies with Iran. Syria is allies with Russia. You know, there's a whole bunch of other Middle Eastern countries that are engaged in one way or another here. This is the kind of thing that could easily blow up to not just be an isolated incident. You know, it could become much bigger, potentially.
Yeah, so but people have to be careful. But look, I mean, really, I mean, if Syria, if the Turks go and decide to fucking, like, you know, start blowing the bejesus out of the Syrians because they fucking, like, shut down their plane, do you really think the Russians or the fucking Iranians are going to get in the middle of it? I don't think so.
Probably not. But it has the potential to escalate. That doesn't mean it will escalate, but, you know, even like, you know, let's say Turkey responds by, like, bombing whatever air defense installation shot down the planes.
Right.
Does Syria then just say, oh, okay, tit for tat, that's cool?
Yeah, I would think so, because I think that if they do anything more than that, I think the Turkish military could go fucking blow them off the map if they so chose. I mean, if they chose to escalate it beyond that, I mean, they fucking get their asses kicked.
Eh. Maybe. But, I mean, Syria's messy. Syria is not Libya.
I know that Syria is not Libya, but, you know, still.
I mean, Libya was pretty messy, to be honest.
Yes, yes. But I'm not saying, I don't think, you see, the Turks, if they retaliated against Syria, wasn't to go and invade them and to instill democracy. Let's face it.
By the way, Turkey has admitted that the plane violated Syrian airspace.
Yes, but that apparently when it was shot down,
it
was already
again.
Exactly correct.
you know, I could look. It's one thing saying we were in international waters the whole damn time. It's
right.
Another thing saying we violated your airspace, but by the time you could react, we'd left again. But
that's like shooting some guys that were fucking running out of your house after they robbed you. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, in most cases, that would be considered a crime.
Yes.
It's not self-defense.
Well, yeah, very true, but, like, war is different. I'm not necessarily.
But they're not at war with Turkey.
But violating another country's airspace is considered an act of war.
Okay, the automatic reaction by most countries by somebody violating airspace is
Yes, it's and the first level is air traffic control saying, "Do you know where you are? Turn around."
Right.
and then you go from there.
Right.
But anyway, I guess this will play out. I think you're right. Most likely, this will de-escalate because nobody here really wants this to turn it to evolve from the brutal, awful civil war that it is now to a regional conflict.
Right. I really don't.
Nobody really wants that.
No. Nobody wants to get in the middle of this fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anything else to say here?
No, not really.
Syria continues to be a horrible situation with no obvious ways out. And, like, a number of people have said things like, well, what really needs to happen is, you know, Russia needs to come around and say Assad needs to go as well. And then once Russia does that...
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, because the Russians love this. It is their thing lately, you know. You say A, I say B. You say black, I say white. They're not going to do that. No. I mean, they didn't even say that with fucking Gaddafi. No, it's not going to happen. So, I don't see that happening, so.
Okay. Syria continues to be all screwed up. We'll take a break. We'll talk about Egypt. We probably don't have a lot more to say about Egypt, too.
It continues to be all screwed up as well. But
There you go. We'll be right back and talk a little bit more about how it's screwed up. Here we are. So, Egypt. So, we haven't talked about Egypt in a long time. So, let me do a very, very high level what's been going on. After the revolution last year, Mubarak stepped down. There was an interim government, blah, blah, blah. Elections were scheduled. The first round of the elections happened a few weeks back. I forget exactly how long, maybe a month, I don't know. And there were quite a few candidates. And the way that the election was set up is the top two would continue to a runoff election. And so basically we had the guy who was Mubarak's former prime minister. We had someone from the Muslim Brotherhood who originally promised not to run anybody for president, but then changed their mind. We had a few other esoteric ones, but then we also had a number of people sort of representing the, for lack of a better word, let's say liberal, the folks advocating increased democracy, increased openness, increased freedom of expression, blah, 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 blah. Basically what we would consider somewhat Western values. The candidates expressing Western values actually got a majority of the vote, but they split the vote amongst too many candidates. So the top two ended up being the Mubarak candidate and the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is basically considered a sort of right-wingish religious party, although it's more subtle than that, but basically that's where we are. And so so those two were the top two. So those two were in the runoff, and all the candidates that were sort of the pro-democracy folks were shut out of the final election because their candidate split the vote and didn't make the top two. So you had a lot of complaints about that in terms of essentially a majority of the population despising both of the candidates. sometimes feels somewhat familiar here, but,
yes.
But to a much greater extent, really. So that was the state as of a few weeks ago. Now, in the interim, by the way, the military leadership, who, if anyone forgets, really has a lot of the power in Egypt, went ahead and dissolved Parliament, which was...
I thought that was the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court is controlled by the military.
Okay, all right, but okay.
So yes, yeah, there was a Supreme Court involvement, but my understanding, and anybody out there, please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm certainly not an expert in this area.
So, but the military basically, the Supreme Court is their puppet. Okay, basically. All right.
And so the democratically elected parliament was dissolved, and the military took back a bunch of powers from the president. So that basically taking the offices of the presidency and making it much, much less powerful and bringing a lot of those powers back to the military. Now, I don't know, have the details in front of me of what the hell that means. I'm repeating the high level. And then we had the runoff election, and the Muslim Brotherhood won. And that sort of brings us up to now, aside from the additional fact that Mubarak is apparently in a coma and... there are conflicting reports. He may actually be brain dead. But in any case...
Yeah, I mean, I remember I got a news flash from somebody saying that he was brain dead.
There was a news flash saying he was clinically dead. And then there was a news flash saying, no, it's just a flesh wound. It went back and forth and back and forth. He's in the hospital in a critical condition. His health has been really bad ever since he left power. And probably before then, too. But it got much worse after. Basically... the guy's out of the picture. If he's not dead, he's very close to it. As of the last update. Which, he was on trial as well, so this might derail the trial, but...
Yeah, I could see how the trial may not go so well if he's dead.
Yeah, because most places don't bother to finish the trial if the guy's dead.
That's right. I mean, there are places that I've seen people to be tried that are dead, but I mean, so, let's not get wrong, but I don't think that this is... probably could be one of those cases.
And he's increasingly, I mean, since he left, I mean, he's basically been irrelevant anyway. I mean, there have been, right. Like I said, one of the candidates here was his former prime minister, which was, you know, basically, would have been a continuation of what he represented. But anyway, so where we're at, the Muslim Brotherhood has won, but they've won a presidency that is much diminished. The military, for the most part, is really in charge. And so, a win for democracy?
I don't know if I'm going to call it that.
This is the first contested democratic election in Egypt, by some reports, ever. I mean, there have been other...
I guess to a certain extent that it's a win for democracy. I mean, to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, and again, we say this a lot, but we'll see what happens. I mean, some of the big questions here are, will the treaties and such be honored? For instance, and most importantly, probably the peace treaty with Israel. And all indications are, yes, that treaty will continue to be honored. The other major thing is, of course, the running of the Suez Canal, which is a major factor in international commerce.
And in the economy of Egypt, let's
face
it. Of
course. And most indications are there will be no interruptions, there will be no changes there either. So what will change, what won't, I don't know. But, you know, there was an election, and by most reports it was... it was, for the most part, fair. And, you know, there weren't a lot of shenanigans. There wasn't one candidate ending up some magically with 98% of the vote. You know, the way the runoff worked perhaps made a result that's counterintuitive and perhaps, quote-unquote, not what you would expect because, you know, this is one of the factors. Whenever you have a heavily divided population with more than two parties... you run the risk of the, especially with a runoff system like this, you run a risk of the people who get elected not actually having a majority support, which I guess is what is going on here. Although they got a majority in the last election where there were only these two choices, but a lot of people sat it out because they were like, I can't vote for either of these guys.
Right. Right. Well, We'll see. I mean, I think that, look, I like democracy, so I think it's a good thing that the election went, and that whoever the candidate was that he got there. But like you said, I mean, we'll see what happens in the future. I mean, because I think like one of the things, for example, look, there's a lot of people that run for office that are far more radical or what they say in interviews and then temperate when reality is set in front of them. Okay? And, you know, and candidates that come to mind to me like that, for example, I remember the president of Brazil years ago who was considered a massive leftist, and everybody thought that the country was going to turn to a communist country, and that nothing of the sort. Okay? You know, nothing of the sort happened. So, you know, look, the guy got elected. Let's see how he governs. Let's see what he does.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. You got to give him a period of time for him to adjust.
And the big question is also how much is he actually in charge, and how much is the military actually in charge?
Right. Right. Right.
You know, because if the reality here is that, you know, he can go and talk and do whatever he wants, but the military is actually in charge, well, then actually nothing's changed at all, because they were in charge before the election. They were in charge while Mubarak was around. You know, and nothing's really changed. And this is similar to people get all uptight in Iran about Ahmadinejad or whatever as the president of Iran. But in fact, he's not the one in charge. The supreme leader cleric is in charge, you know, of most things. So,
right.
I think it's movement in a good direction overall, probably, you know, but wait and see.
Wait and see, as you know, we're
as
want to do
everything.
For yeah, pretty much.
I think
much.
We've said wait and see on absolutely everything we've talked about.
Today. Absolutely, because we just can't.
The tablet,
you know.
The Syria. Turkey.
Well, no, I think we've said the tablet sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see how much it sucks.
Right. Agreed. Yeah.
There you go.
But we think it sucks. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
So I think we're going to wrap it up now. Mentioning real quick things we didn't talk about. Oh, by the way, the winner is Morsi is the guy's name.
I'm
thinking here, you know, we've been talking this whole time about Egypt, and we have yet to mention the actual names of any of these damn people.
I know. Well, what the fuck? I can't remember all these damn names.
Yeah, I know. It's much easier to say the guy from the Muslim Brotherhood.
Anyway. Right. It's a lot easier than that. You want me to fucking remember these names now? Jeez. It's bad enough I actually read the news and know that was happening, for God's sakes, you know.
So other news going on that we didn't talk about.
Sandusky got convicted.
This is gay pride weekend. Somebody killed by a U.S. agent in a drug raid in Honduras. The healthcare decision from the Supreme Court is due next week.
Yep.
There are tropical storms and hurricanes and stuff going on. There's a big fire in Colorado.
Yep.
I don't know. There was a mall that collapsed.
A mall collapsed?
In Canada.
In Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, a lot of people got hurt.
A couple people got killed and some more people got injured.
Jesus Christ. Okay. No, I didn't see that.
And of course, probably the most important story, the famed Galapagos tortoise Lonesome George died.
Aww.
He was the last member of this particular subspecies that he was a member of that's now extinct.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And with that, that's the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. As usual, email me at abelsmay@abelsmay.com with any questions, comments, thoughts. And you really need to start, like, telling your friends, because I don't think you have been. And so you should feel incredibly guilty and tell your friends.
Yeah, please.
But don't tell them how much we suck. Tell them to watch or listen or something.
Yeah, listen.
Listen.
Not watch. You can't watch.
You can watch the little slider move
right,
across.
Right, but that's really boring. Yes.
Yeah. We tried doing video once.
No. The bad idea.
Bad idea. Anyway, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.